been a long time coming, but I know.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the hearings from January 6th continue. They'll be broadcast here live this afternoon at noon. And is there anybody out there who believes, after all of these things, that Donald Trump is going to pay the ultimate price for the things he did? Is there anybody out here who believes that he's going to jail where he should be? Anybody who would have done a modicum of the things that Donald Trump did on that day, and the fact that they know that he organized it and called it into existence, and all of that damage and all of the things that transpired on that day, and yet people are saying, well, he should go to jail. He should be prosecuted. My question is, why won't he be prosecuted? Not that he should be. There shouldn't be any question whatsoever. Based on all the things that we see, all the facts that we know, and it's frustrating to say the least to hear people say not only that he won't be prosecuted, but the fact that he'll be in the running to become the president of the United States again. How is any of those things possible? You know, maybe our lying eyes have deceived us, but we know what happened, all of us. We've seen it. We've watched and witnessed the people who did it. We clearly know now. With the information, if we didn't get any additional information, it would be the exact same reality. We know what he did. We know that what he did should be punishable by jail time. But we also somehow know that we live in a nation that apparently is afraid to address this kind of malfeasance in public office. You know, If you're an elected official, and let's say you're a lowly school board member, and maybe I shouldn't say a lowly school board member, but you're a school board member, and you do something that is not right, and depending on what it is, you know, if you can be charged with malfeasance in public office and prosecuted for it. And the school board might be one of the lowest political positions that you can have, or county supervisor, you know, when you do something that's not right in public office, and not only are you accused of it, but it finds out that you've done it, then people are going to push, and there's a penalty for that. And you're going to not only be removed from office, but there'll be a scarlet letter attached to you, and maybe even some jail time, depending on what it is. And that's the lowest level of elected public office. Then why is it at the highest level of public office that we're still talking about what we know to be factual? With all the information that has come out, I don't know how many more of these we need to know that what was behind January 6th and the fact that somehow there are people who believe that Donald Trump is somehow going to wind up going to jail from this. I'm not one of them. I don't see any appetite. And it does show the part of our criminal justice system that is bankrupt. You know, the littler you are, the more you're going to pay for any crime. You know, I've seen people go to jail for shoplifting. Yeah, it's true. Well, they shouldn't have shoplifted. You know, the thieves, they stole. Yeah, okay, I got it. The call comes in, as some soul who was caught stealing in a grocery store, and because that soul who doesn't have any other way is hungry and is just trying to feed themselves in the greatest nation on earth, and they call in and somebody steps in, a security guard or somebody comes in and roughs up the person, and then they're taken to jail and then they've got to go to court because they stole some food. That's our system, and they're charged with it, and maybe they get some time in jail. But the wealthiest nation on earth, the president of the United States, commits all sorts of crimes in broad daylight, and we see all of that, and we watch all of these, you know, inquiries about what Donald Trump knew, what he didn't know, and most of us believe that he's not going to serve one moment. He's not going to serve one millisecond in jail. What does that say about our system of jurisprudence? You know, it's I'll be like everybody else. You know, I'll be watching the hearings and hoping and praying that at the end of these, because we know we're not at the end of it, that all this information that comes forth may not be what is necessary or needed to lock up a criminal that everybody knows is a criminal, but because the criminal was once the president of the United States, you know, he gets to walk. Excuse me, don't understand it. And wish that the American people somehow had the power to demand that he pays the price for what he did. But again, I don't think our nation is strong enough and willing enough, and the justice system has the courage enough, which shouldn't even matter. You know, the justice system and having courage should not even be in question. But I do know, as well as you, that Donald Trump is not going to pay the price for what he did. And so the more we watch these things and sideshows, and more we get information about what took place, who did it and when, who knew about it, the more we become frustrated. Because, again, we know the average citizen has to walk the straight and narrow. And if they don't, then we have a system that is going to keep them straight, which I agree with. That's a system. You can't live in a society if you don't have, you know, laws that need to be followed, but nobody should be above that law or any of those laws. And we do know in the case of what took place under the leadership of then President Donald Trump on January 6th, clearly is a time and what took place that should always be brought up, and that a price should be paid, and he should be imprisoned so someone would never, ever think of doing that ever again. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And while you're at it, here's a story that I was looking at, and you know, there's so many things that happen that you just don't understand in a society. You know they're wrong. You know it doesn't make any sense. Here's a poor soul who he's a kidney patient, and stage 4 kidney failure. And And so he was facing this man, again, a stage four kidney patient, was tackled by hospital guards and accused of stealing a vehicle. Security guards. And I don't, something about security guards, right? Yeah, I've never been a security guard, never wanted to be a security guard. I get it that some guys gravitate towards that, big, bulky guys, and it's kind of like in many instances law enforcement, a branch or a part of law enforcement, clearly an extended, very extended part of it. But have you ever noticed a security guard's job is to look menacing in many instances, and they're going to make sure that they scare the heck out of you, and fear is one of the things that occurs. You got a security guard, they stand there, especially those burly security guards. There's also a group of security guards that wouldn't hurt a flea. I've seen women, small women, as security guards in places, and you just wonder, what's the deterrent when there's a woman 5'7" that weighs 105 pounds?
For Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.